that it is in mind to speak about the assembly. There are many young people here, for which we thank God, and those of us who are older, belonging to the passing generation indeed, desire greatly to see the young people established in God's thoughts of the assembly, and taking an active and profitable part in all assembly life. Now I want to emphasize certain features, having a concern not to bring forward too much, which might confuse you and hamper me, but to bring out two or three great thoughts. For in speaking about the assembly, I am speaking about one of the greatest thoughts in the scriptures. Indeed, the only subject that is greater than the assembly is to speak about divine persons themselves. These blessed divine persons whom we know as the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit have deity. The assembly has not deity. But the divine thought, indeed the love of God, requires that the assembly should be brought as close to divine persons as is possible. There must always be a certain kind of gulf between the Creator and creature that could not possibly be bridged. But the one who has created all things has moved in infinite wisdom and skill.